This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. A lot of football to talk about. Yesterday was the NFL's version of the transfer portal. It was hard to keep track of everything that was going on. It was rapid fire. And it started Monday, legal tampering window here, which is still odd to say. Legally, you can tamper. And then it gets to, you know, later in the day, and then all of a sudden, ollie ollie, income free. Everybody, who are you going to sign with? How much money are you going to make? And now we start to look ahead to the NFL draft, because now we're starting to get a little better game plan, a little better picture of what teams are going to do. You didn't go after that running back, didn't go after that quarterback, that guy didn't get traded, that guy's staying. Now all of a sudden, you get a clearer picture of what the teams were probably thinking and are thinking when it comes to the NFL draft. Say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. We say good morning to our radio affiliates, numbering over 400 cities in America that carry this program. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also, Moonshine Madness. Every person who places a tailgate order gets 50% off their next order. At the merch store, you go to danpatrick.com, and the code will be emailed within 48 hours of your tailgate purchase. Take advantage of this. You get the tailgate moonshine that's great, and a chance to get 50% off your next order at danpatrick.com. Play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that forthcoming. And we have an operator, Tyler, standing by to take your phone calls, as we always do. We'll have Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Also, the former quarterback Chase Daniel will join us a little bit later on as well. The Falcons grab Kirk Cousins. Saquon Barkley goes to the Eagles. The Giants trade for Brian Burns. Josh Jacobs and Xavier McKinney are going to the Packers. Aaron Jones is going to the Vikings. Just happened. Last night, James Madison and Samford punched their ticket to the big dance. All right, Seton, what's the poll question today?
Better move. The Falcons signing Kirk Cousins, the Vikings letting Kirk Cousins go.
Ooh, okay, man. Took the gloves off early.
Yeah, that's right. Every day is the Super Bowl. Not usually for Kirk Cousins. Oh!
No!
Too soon.
Come on now.
He's got the monetary Super Bowl one, though. Dude is the GOAT.
I don't know who his agent is. I should have hired him a long time ago.
You know what? Pay that man his money.
Oh, my goodness. Has anybody been paid more and done less when it comes to big games? What is it, $400 million he's made? He's got one playoff win?
Something like that. Yeah. Something real close to $400
million. Dang. I think the Vikings may have made the better decision here. You're getting Kirk Cousins. He is a B plus talent, A plus money. and D-minus results when it comes to playing in big games and getting into the playoffs. He's won one playoff game. Brilliant business guy, or his agent is. He's taken advantage of the system. But you're getting a guy who's, what, 35, coming off Achilles surgery? And, okay, you can win the NFC South. Tampa's still going to be formidable, getting Baker back and re-signing Mike Evans. But you get, and this is what comes up. Man, Kirk Cousins with all those weapons in Atlanta. Well, he had all those weapons in Minnesota, too. Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison. You know, he had a good running game. Okay. It's a lot of money. You're going to get him. And now what? How much better are you? All right, you improved over Desmond Ridder, but that's not hard to do. But, you know, Kirk Cousins now goes to Atlanta. And I'll go back to Florio, what Mike Florio said, because he said, hey, I'm getting, you know, some really good indications here that Kirk Cousins moving to Atlanta. And that kind of set off some bells and whistles, like, okay, his wife is from there. And then all of a sudden, Kirk Cousins now in Atlanta, and the Vikings bring in Sam Darnold for a year. Well, the Vikings are going to draft a quarterback. Now, there's two quarterbacks that I'm told that they like, Drake May and J.J. McCarthy. I don't think J.J. McCarthy is going to be available, but I get the feeling Drake May is slipping, and if the Patriots aren't going to take him, that maybe there's that opportunity for the Vikings that they get their quarterback, but it's a quarterback in waiting. Because now we're starting to hear the evaluators say Drake May is not ready to start. Michael Penix Jr. ready to start. Maybe J.J. McCarthy ready to start. We know Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels. And then I'm looking at Denver. What's Denver doing? They couldn't wait to get rid of Russell Wilson. Is J.J. McCarthy going to be available when they're picking? I believe Minnesota has the pick before Denver does. Now Minnesota needs a quarterback. Denver needs a quarterback. Is Denver going to move up? Is somebody else going to move up? Who's going to fall into their lap? But you still have Justin Fields. Anybody want him? Apparently not. He was a big loser yesterday. Now I'm told that the Raiders might be interested in him. And I'm like, okay. You just got Gardner Minshew. Justin Fields is not better than Gardner Minshew, in my opinion. You got Aiden O'Connell, who was the, you know, the young kid out of Purdue, where they were like, all right, maybe we have something here. But maybe Justin Fields to the Raiders. I don't know if there's another place. He's going to have to be a backup. If he doesn't get signed, you know, we thought Atlanta because then he could start. And Minnesota apparently is not interested in him. Now you have Denver, and I was told Sean Payton that that would not work with Justin Fields. So maybe a Raider. But we'll talk more about this coming up. You know, it's one day into free agency, and we learned a lot about the running back position because Saquon goes to the Eagles, Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. Tony Pollard got a job. DeAndre Swift got a job. And now we're waiting for if Henry is going to sign with somebody, maybe Dallas. You know, Baltimore could be in the mix here, but Derrick Henry still on the outside looking in. The wide receivers, though, T. Higgins is looking for a new home, and Calvin Ridley. Gabe Davis was the only wide receiver who got a deal and signed with somebody else. That leads us to believe what we originally thought. This draft is all about the wide receivers. Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas, Xavier Worthy. So they're going to be ready to go, and a lot of receivers going in the first round. But the quarterbacking market, we saw some shift there, but still they're gearing up for the draft as well. Yeah, we'll get this guy, but we're getting a guy for a year. Sam Darnold to Minnesota, okay. You know, he knows it's a one and done, and then they're going to draft a quarterback. Who else is going to be in the market for that? But it's all about wide receivers and the fact that the running backs, I thought Saquon Barkley did a great job. You know, Giants didn't want him, and they decided they were going to pay Danny Dimes. Now they're bringing in Brian Burns. They were not going to pay market or even above market value price for him. but I think Saquon Barkley did well financially. Going to Philly, I didn't think Philly needed him. And they may have overpaid for him. Now, you know, people have said to me, well, you kind of wound, you know, the Giants in your own division. The Giants wound themselves. You don't need to sign Saquon to go, yeah, that hurt Giants? No, I don't think so. I thought he was going to end up with Dallas. I really did. I didn't think that Jerry Jones could pass up on that opportunity. Yeah, Pauline.
Weren't you guys, you just said it there, but the Eagles, they're known for having guys like Corey Clement and Kenneth Gainwell and picking up Swift last year off the heap. That they seem like the last team that would be undisciplined at the running back position financially.
I was surprised at that.
Yeah.
I was. I thought that, okay, you've lost your Hall of Fame center. You've lost defensive linemen. Your defense, your secondary wasn't very good. I thought that's where they might be using their money. But, you know, Saquon Barkley, I like him. But I just was a little bit surprised with that move. Speaking of which, Tiki Barber, the former Giants running back, he has a radio show on WFAN. And I remember on March 7th that he had this to say to Saquon Barkley.
The fact that Saquon would even contemplate going to play for that team in Philadelphia is insulting to his Giant history and legacy. Saquon very well not be a New York Giant. I know that Joe Shane is having conversations, but it just doesn't feel like it's going to work out. Go to Baltimore. Go to Houston. Go to LA Chargers. Do not go to the Philadelphia Eagles, because if you do, that appreciation and respect and reverence that we all have for you, Saquon, will be lost.
Okay. That's Tiki Barber. That's good talk radio, local talk radio. It's total nonsense on Tiki Barber's part. Oh, your legacy. Really? Did the Giants even want him? It feels like this is a rebuild. Why would you spend that money on Saquon Barkley? And loyalty. What is loyalty now? It's always when it's a team-friendly deal. Like when the word team is used, it's like, okay, yeah, team. An individual acting as an individual. If you, you know, drive for UPS and all of a sudden FedEx is going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to give you $2 an hour more. Yeah, I'm going over there. Or you work at Pepsi, well, I'm not going to go to Coca-Cola. Like in any other walk of life do we do this? Except in sports. Oh, how can you do that? How could you turn your back? Like, what is his legacy with the Giants? Where you go, oh my God, the Saquon years. There aren't any. It's like, all right, he had a couple of good years. He's talented. He got injured. All right. There's no loyalty here. Yes, Todd.
The loyalty, unfortunately, stops with, are you going to match it or are you going to give me a buck more? If not, the loyalty, see ya.
Hey, okay, back in our day, when I was growing up, there was loyalty and you stayed with your team. Well, they couldn't go anywhere. Well, times have changed. You know, I think philosophies have changed. And it's about the individual. I mean, coaches do this all the time in college. You know, the kids and your loyalty. Where's your loyalty? Well, where's your loyalty? You're the grown-up in the room. Now, all of a sudden, Saquon Barkley, oh, don't go there. Don't you go there. Oh, you went there. Now you're dead to me. Yes, Paul.
I think what Tiki said there is wrong to us, not to the people listening to that radio show on a daily basis. Like, he's speaking to the Giants fans who don't have the similar perspective as us. Like, Saquon should take the best offer, but I have no dog in the fight. That said, if you live anywhere near New York, his jersey is the most popular jersey in New York City for football fans and has been for about 5 years.
Well, they don't have anybody. They haven't had anybody since Odell Beckham Jr.
Correct. He's the de facto football star in New York City, and he lost that yesterday. Now, I'm not saying he shouldn't have done it, but Tiki is right that there is an effect on Saquon's future juice in New York City for what he did yesterday.
What does he care about that?
He doesn't.
He shouldn't.
No. But there is Tiki's not wrong. If he's wrong, if he's telling him not to do it, he's not wrong in the reaction.
No, he's wrong because he's playing to an audience when he knows that that's not how he really feels. You're dead to me.
That's true.
Yes.
He is playing to the Giants fans.
So he's pandering to his fan base there. And I get that. you know, that's part of local radio.
He's wrong in doing that, but it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think that's how he really feels, which you can say that about a lot of radio hosts, that you're not really telling me how you really feel. You're going to go, let me tell you about what I think that you want to hear. Yes, Todd?
And you can't completely question Saquon's loyalty, because if reports are true, over the last couple of years, he was trying to work something out to stay there, even for a lot less money than he wanted, and they just didn't come to the table to show him any love, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, Aaron Jones went from the Packers to the Vikings. Aaron Jones has had a really good career in Green Bay, really well-liked there. I mean, I don't know if people are burning his jersey, but Saquon took the best, you know, that's, at that position. It's a game of musical chairs, and it might have been, hey, if we pass up on this, then they're going to go out and sign somebody else. Maybe we lose out to somebody else who's going to take that offer from Philadelphia. Saquon took the best deal for him. Good for him. It's about business. Like Kirk Cousins turned his back on Minnesota. Is anybody upset with that? I don't know. But Saquon Barkley, how dare you? Come on. Yes, Eden.
Not that this has anything to do with it,
but
Saquon Barkley's guaranteed money in this one deal is more than the total value of Tiki Barber's entire career, every contract he ever signed.
Mm.
Just the guaranteed money in this.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com. Find your location. That's expresspros.com. All right, we have a poll question here. I believe that we've settled on that. And your calls on loyalty. Now, I'll go back to when Marcus Allen went from the Raiders to the Chiefs. Well, he was never really loved by Al Davis. That was on the Raiders, not Marcus Allen. And Marcus, you know, what, the greatest running back the Raiders have ever had? I mean, you can throw Bo in there, but, you know, Marcus was a great player for the Raiders. And loyalty. Okay. Well, loyalty is both ways. You got to be loyal to me for me to be loyal to you. And I didn't have a problem with Saquon Barkley going to Philadelphia. I mean, he played at Penn State, so played his football in Pennsylvania. Is he from Pennsylvania? Not sure. Maybe he is. But going to the Eagles, good for him. I don't know if it was a great move for the Eagles. They need help. You got to replace Jason Kelce. Yeah, Paulie.
Saquon Barkley was born in the Bronx, but then in 2001, his family moved to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Lehigh Valley for grade school and high school.
Okay. All right. Just getting started. Phone calls, always welcome. We'll get to those as well this first hour, and we'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Hushmanzada and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We're going to play the Kirk Cousins career salary game.
Oh.
Of course, everybody's doing that. And I think we stumbled onto something with player loyalty. I think it used to mean something, but it's got to go both ways here. And if Saquon Barkley got an offer that was similar to what the Eagles gave him, then you could talk about a little bit of loyalty there, I guess. But if I'm Saquon Barkley, this is good money, and he probably wants to play in meaningful games. Is that selfish? The Giants are in a rebuild. Saquon's going to the Eagles, who still have enough talent to compete for the NFC Championship. You know, the Giants did the smart thing. You're not going to spend. You made a mistake with Daniel Jones. You're going to get rid of Daniel Jones probably after a year. And then the total rebuild starts. Philadelphia is still in a, we can still win this, maybe get back to the Super Bowl. Saquon did the smart thing. Whether you like the move or not from the Eagles' perspective, which we could question that, did you really need to spend that money on that position? And it's not that you're, hey, we're going to wound the Giants, because that they've already done a good job of that. He did what he thought was best for him. How many more years does he have in the league? Maybe four, maybe five. He did the right thing. Get to play in some meaningful games. Been a while since he's been able to do that. So Tiki Barber, and look, I've been around Tiki for, you know, when he was playing and when he worked at NBC. He can talk about loyalty. He left the team to take a TV job, and then they went to the Super Bowl. But Saquon, you know, took some shots back at Tiki, saying, you know, basically, don't be smiling when you come up to shake my hand. You know, that he, Tiki may have been joking a little bit there about don't go to the Eagles and what about loyalty and what about your legacy with the Giants. I don't know if Saquon looks at his leg. What is his legacy with the Giants? That they shouldn't have spent a draft pick that high on him. He did play well, what, his first 2 years, and then that's it. And then you know, he had to come crawling back to you to re-sign for that one-year deal, and you spent all the money on Daniel Jones. So that's the legacy that he's leaving behind? Wow, what a legacy. Yes, Mark.
Saquon's legacy might start with when healthy, ..
Yeah. So, you know, player loyalty. We'll take phone calls on this. 877-3DP show. Yeah, Paul.
I think there's a couple extreme cases where if an athlete were broached by the rival to play for them, it would be best to serve to say no. Let's say, like, Julian Edelman. Last year in the league, the Patriots don't want him. And let's say the Jets offered him a one-year deal for $5 million. I think that would be bad business for a guy. That's a very specific example. Edelman can dine out in Boston forever, jobs, whatever. If he went and joined the Jets for 1 year, it'd be bad. I remember J.J. Watt kind of alluded to us. He wanted to play for maybe a year for the Packers instead of retire. Like, if Watt played 1 year for the Bears, his last year, that'd probably not be good for him back home, even though he never played for Green Bay. Those are extreme examples where I'd pass on that offer.
Yeah.
Those are pretty extreme, though.
Yeah, but this isn't extreme. This is just business. Nobody's saying Kirk Cousins turned his back on the Vikings, right? Nobody's saying that today. Aaron Jones turned his back on the Packers. It might be to the contrary, that they turned their back on him. But I don't get caught up in, oh my gosh, how can you do this? I think when I was younger and you're immersed in that fan base and your team, and then you take it personally. But now, you know, you look at it and you're able to look at it open eyes and just say, no, it makes sense. He did the right thing. I don't think there's that player loyalty. If late in your career you decide you're going to go someplace and, you know, try to win, or you're going to make a little bit more money. I get it. Yes, Eden.
Yeah, I mean, if players could just be cut, then that kind of was the end of loyalty, right? I mean,
the Patriots had no loyalty to Mac Jones, but I thought how they treated him, that entire situation, with the fact that they didn't put any weapons around him. They basically is saying to him, hey, go out there and win some games. And he wasn't ready to do it. Not by himself. How many quarterbacks are? I thought it was malpractice on the Patriots' part with Mac Jones. I don't know if he's a good quarterback, consistent quarterback, but what they did to him, I thought was wrong. And they shipped him to Jacksonville. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. By the way, DraftKings just sent me over-under prop bets. Over-under passing yards this year for Kirk Cousins. Todd, I'm going to start with you.
I'm going to say 37-15.
All right, Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to say 4,000 even.
All right, Marvin.
38.90.
Paulie.
41.25.
41.5. Whoa.
Okay. Going to give you a bloop there.
That's big.
Over under passing yards, Russell Wilson Jr. the third. Marvin.
35.07.
Paul.
32.25.
Seton.
3,000.
Todd.
31.66.
31.5.
Okay, I went over, though.
Yeah, I'm still going to give it to you.
31.5?
3,100.
Oh.
3,100.5. How about rushing yards for Saquon Barkley? Todd, over under.
He is going to rush for 808 yards.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
809 yards.
Oh, what?
Marvin.
1,008 yards.
Paul.
1,009 yards.
1,125 and a half.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
And over under passing yards for Baker Mayfield. Paulie.
Oh, that's going to be good. 4,050.
Marvin.
4,200.
Todd.
3,812.
Seton.
3,950.
3,650 and a half.
The slap in the face.
Yeah.
That is a slap.
And a half.
Right in the face.
Odds to win the NFC South. It's the Falcons by a lot. Then it's the Buccaneers, Saints, and the Panthers, distant fourth. NFC East. It's the Eagles, followed closely by the Cowboys, then the Commanders, and then the Giants, a distant fourth. I thought the Packers had a great day yesterday. The Lions are still the favorites to win the North. Then it's the Packers. Bears close behind, and then it's the Vikings. But I like what the Vikings did yesterday. You have to be smart. You have to be financially smart, you know, in this situation here. Did you want to spend that money on Kirk Cousins? Yes, you're bringing in Sam Darnold, not as good a quarterback. You got weapons there, so maybe Sam is able to put up some respectable numbers, and you're going to draft a quarterback. But I worry about Justin Jefferson's future, because he's probably going to go, all right, you know, Kirk Cousins got me the ball at least, and I put up some pretty good numbers, and he's probably got incentives in his contract. Jordan Addison, who is was a steal in the draft. I wonder about, you know, certainly Justin Jefferson. Is he going to want to stay there? It's going to be one, you know, part of this quarterback rebuild here. I'd be curious about that. All right, some phone calls here. Lefty in Grand Rapids. Hi, Lefty. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Dan. Whenever discussing player loyalty, I'm always reminded of Don Sutton's famous remark, "I'm the most loyal player money can buy."
Thank you, Lefty. Yeah, I mean, that's what it comes down to. In all walks of life, people leave one company to go to a competing company. I don't know if people go, no, you know, can't believe Skippy has no loyalty to us. Yeah, his loyalty is to his family. Make your money. It's a better situation. Good. Brandon in Florida. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, DP, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
It's funny. I wanted to call about loyalty. It's funny you mentioned FedEx and UPS because I actually work for FedEx. And if UPS were to call me and offer me $3 or $4 more an hour, I couldn't do it, Dan. I'm loyal. I could never do that. No, I mean, I would have to do it, Dan.
Yes, you would.
I don't feel bad at all for Saquon for doing what he did. It could be his last contract, as you were saying, and he's going to make that money. Go make that money. No, you know, do what you got to do.
All right, I'll let you do your deliveries there. Thank you, Brandon. In any walk of life, do we do that? You know, you're a pilot for American, and all of a sudden you're going to go to Delta to somebody go, I can't believe Tommy has no loyalty.
What a sellout. What a sellout.
Can't believe it. Yeah, Paul.
I wonder, to put this in perspective for people like us, imagine if you came out of college and you wanted to work in sports media. And let's say I was coming out of college and the Green Bay Packers offered me a job or the St. Louis Cardinals. I can't imagine at 22 years old going, no, I'm out of principle. I can't work for the Packers. I can't work for the Cardinals because that's the rival I grew up against. Mm. You know, I think that's the only way to put it for people like us. Like, you grew up a Reds fan. I don't know who the big number one rival is, but
Pirates.
Can you imagine the Pirates offer you the play-by-play job out of college? Of course you're taking it. I don't think you would bat an eye. Now, your old friends back home may have said, like, dude, you're working for the enemy, but you'd be paying the bills.
Yeah, I just think it's survival. That's all. If the Giants really wanted, I don't think the Giants really wanted him. And if they did, you know, they could have ponied up the money for him. So player loyalty, that's a different generation. Yeah, Marv.
And this whole loyalty thing, especially with fans, everyone's selfish to a point because, look, if a guy doesn't play the way you think he should be playing, what do you say? Cut him, trade him. Where's your loyalty? Because he signed a contract. The coach signed a contract. But if he's not doing the job, you want him fired, right?
Yeah.
So where was your loyalty there? Or is it just to the team and it doesn't matter at all?
Sean in Indianapolis. Hi, Sean. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan. I kind of take the perspective of there's a difference between loyalty and love. And I look back at Reggie Miller. The city loved Reggie, and Reggie loved the city. He wasn't going anywhere. But then when we transitioned to Paul George, we just wanted Paul George to stay loyal because it made us relevant. We didn't really love him.
Yeah. But back when Reggie played, I mean, that's a different generation. Reggie thought about going to the Knicks. Tim Duncan was thinking about playing in Orlando. I get it. It happens. I can't begrudge you. Now, as a fan, you hate it, but you have to step away if you can, just to understand it and say, I get it. Like, if I'm a Giants fan, am I really hurt that Saquon Barkley went to the Eagles? Are you hurt that he left the Giants, or are you hurt because he went to the Eagles? And I think that's the key. If he had gone to Baltimore, I don't know if people would be upset. He went to the Eagles. How could you do that? And that's what Tiki Barber is saying to his radio audience. You're dead to me. You stayed in the division. You went to the hated Eagles, and Tiki's playing to the home fans. I get it. It's good local radio is what it is. Jesse in Des Moines. Hi, Jess.
How are we doing this morning?
Great.
So I'm a Vikings fan, and I have a crazy trade prep for the team. It looks like Justin Fields isn't going anywhere, so I say Justin Jefferson for the first round, first one-of-one pick for Caleb Williams.
I wouldn't do that if I were the Bears. You can get receivers. There's probably 5 or 6 receivers taken in the first round, and then I got to pay him. No, I want Caleb Williams on a rookie deal. and I would not make that move. No way. You can find receivers. You can find running backs. It's still hard to find quarterbacks. Let's see. Jay in the Bay. Hi, Jay. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Due to the draft and free agency, I thought I would give Dan and the Danettes a quick scouting report.
Okay.
All right. Dan Patrick is obvious. He's seen it all, done it all, still performing at a very high level, but I hear he's considering retirement. Mm-hmm. Deaton and Pauly would be a great tandem addition to the roster. They seem to always be in the right place at the right time, and believe it or not, sneaky athletic. Mm-hmm. Fritzy would love to have, if he could restructure his contract, would be a great glue guy, little past his prime, but overpaid.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, I would like to draft. He's young, he's got a high ceiling, he's cultured, and he's got the perfect hand size for those little keys. But before I draft you, Marvin, I need to get your Danette dash time. 5-8-170. 1 Mississippi. 2 Mississippi. 3 Mississippi. 4 Mississippi. 5 Mississippi. Not good!
Thank you, Jay. A lot to unpack there.
Workshop that whole bit.
Got a lot going on there, Jay in the Bay.
Jay in the Bay, probably not employed, so he's got some time there.
Doesn't have to worry about loyalty.
Dan in Pennsylvania. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. As a big Giants fan, I think Saquon is going to fit in well with Philadelphia, as much as it pains me to say it. Mm-hmm. I think it's more frustrating from the Giants' perspective that we let our best player go to a division rival. The Giants will see him twice a year, and Barkley can have big games against the Giants because the team is struggling on talent. Overall, I think yesterday was a really bad day for the Giants because Barkley and Xavier McKinney left.
Yeah.
This Giants team has zero identity right now, and it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Well, you can always be an Eagles fan if you want to.
It's easier.
I mean, you brought in Brian Burns, and you paid a lot for him. He played in Carolina, and Carolina was trying to get a lot of draft picks there, at least a first rounder, I believe. But then you still have to pay him. And Brian Burns is a really good defensive player. But how long is it going to take you where you can go, okay, now we have a team that's decent and you got Brian Burns playing at a high level? Like, I don't understand the philosophy there. Yeah, Marvin.
For the Giants, who's on the cover of your media guide going into the season?
Just a helmet. Just do a plain helmet. Yeah. Da, da, da.
Maybe previous Giants greats will be on the cover. Yeah, the loyalty, the memories, the Super Bowls. Don't think about going 3-14 this year. Don't you think about that. All right, let me take a break. Got our play of the day up next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Oh, my God.
The play.
The play's gonna play.
Of the day.
Let her live by God.
Check this out.
Trace Jackson Davis. Oh! He put the entire country of France in the basket! Take that 8-foot wingspan with you!
Woo! That is his welcome to the league moment.
Jackson Davis posterizes Victor Wembanyama, finished with 13 points. 5 of his 6 field goals were dunks. He's a good player. He's a really good addition for Golden State, and a surprise. Just in case you were wondering, Victor Wembanyama had 27, 14, and a couple of blocks. That's courtesy of NBC Bay Area. Yeah, Paul.
He went like against the whole, the announcer went against the whole country of France on that one.
Yeah.
Instead of posterized, was he pasteurized?
Okay.
I think that's French.
Play of the day brought to you by TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer, The Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the easy-to-use tire decision guide. See the full lineup of Pirelli tires, special offers, free road hazard protection, mobile tire installation, TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. A couple other notes from the NBA last night. The Pistons have, let's see, I think 11 wins this year. 3 have come against the Hornets, including last night. Luka had another triple-double. Do you guys know who Daniel Gafford is? Daniel Gafford. Do you know which team Daniel Gafford plays for? And the reason why I bring this up is he made all 9 of his field goal attempts last night. He has now made 28 consecutive shots.
All right, Daniel.
Stat of the day. This is the stat of the day.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Daniel Gafford, I believe, plays for the Mavericks. So he made all 9 of his field goal attempts. He has now made 28 consecutive shots. Do you wonder if that is the record? Actually, the record was set in 1967 when Wilt Chamberlain made 35 consecutive field goals.
Stat of the day.
Here comes that
stat of the day.
I'm going to say he misses his next shot.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to.
I'm rooting.
Yeah, I am rooting.
You're rooting for him to miss his next shot?
Yes, Todd.
If you're dunking 31 of those 35 Wilt shots, isn't it a little misleading?
He probably dunked them all.
Probably all of them.
Yeah. Wilt didn't have much range. Yeah. He was known as the Big Dipper. That meant that he was dunking. Yes. Yeah. The Big Dipper.
Slam dunking the basketball. That takes no skill.
No one can stop Wilt Chamberlain. He's a one-man tour de force. Yes, Paulie.
Daniel Gafford, 6'10", 234, out of Arkansas. 25 years old, big man.
Yeah, yeah. Playing for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, a couple more phone calls in here. Barb in Pennsylvania. Hi, Barb.
Hi, how are you today?
Great, Barb.
Good. Well, I just want to tell you how ludicrous Tiki Barber's comments are. I mean, he's apoplectic. The people in Pennsylvania are ecstatic.
Well, that's the loyalty from, you know, he's giving you the Giants perspective there. Thank you for the phone call, Barb. Yeah, I mean, he's speaking to the Giants. That's his fan base. And I'm sure that most of them will agree with him that where's the loyalty here? I mean, loyalty is a two-way street. It should be a two-way street. And I think he just made a smart business decision. And look, we invited Tiki Barber on the show. We invited Saquon Barkley on the show. Just so you know that if they want to come on, talk, great. If Tiki wants to explain his side, great. He didn't have to. You know, he's speaking to his audience, but he's talking about, you're dead to me, Saquon Barkley, because you went to the Eagles. But if he went to Baltimore or Houston, is he dead to you? The answer is no. He went to Philadelphia. How could you do that? Well, look at the deal that they gave him. He couldn't pass that up. And did the Giants really want him? The Giants made the smart decision. They've made a lot of dumb decisions, like the Daniel Jones contract. It's an offer he couldn't pass up. Got a chance to make maybe $15 million a year, get a signing bonus. You get to play in meaningful games. Well, maybe you can stay healthy. All righty, Marv.
How long do you have to be in a city to develop a sense of, like, loyalty?
Well, I think it's what you do in the city. Because you can be with a team for a while, but if you're not really, you know, doing anything that stands out where you go, you know, without him, we wouldn't have done that, won this, big moments. You know, Paulie brings up Julian Edelman. Julian Edelman, during the regular season, I don't think he ever had 1,000 yards. I don't think he ever had 100 catches. But you have him in a couple of Super Bowls that he was unbelievable. There, you know, if he had left the Patriots and people would be like, where's the loyalty? I understand that a little bit more. But Saquon Barkley, like, what are your standout moments where you go, oh, my gosh. Tiki Barber, to me, and Paulie's brought this up, too. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame caliber running back. But Tiki would not have passed up that opportunity to make that kind of money, I don't think. I mean, it'd be crazy if you're with a rebuild and then you got a division rival playing in meaningful games and they're going to give you more money. Like, it's a no-brainer. You can't cash a check with loyalty. You can't bring loyalty to the bank and go, can you put that in my savings account? Yeah, Paul.
You know, Tiki's last year in the league, he was still a high-end player, and he chose to leave early for a media job.
Yeah.
But let's say it was the other way around, and Tiki was still a good player, but the Giants decided, we're going to rebuild. And he had one or two offers out there, and they were the Commanders, or the Redskins at the time, and the Eagles. It's hard to put himself in that position, but I'll bet you he would have taken it.
Time to play the Kirk D. Cousins salary game, the career salary game. All right, here we go. The club is salary, open.
Salary, 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 salary.
That last note. He was going up. He was going to Mariah Carey that thing. We ran out of time. We won't be able to do it. I'm going to have to do it next hour.
It's okay. They still got the music in.
It's like a whiplash.
Which means I get to play that again next hour. Thought he was going to go up that Mariah Carey range. All right. 1 hour in the books. Two more to go. More phone calls as well. Todd. Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.